Today we're chatting with Devon Parks. Devon is the author of Chaos to Clutter Free. She's also a homeschooling mom to two girls. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, no problem. So can you tell us, have you always had a clean and organized house? And if not, what did it used to look like?
Okay, our house was not always clean and organized. It was actually very chaotic. That's why my book, the first word is chaos, because that's how I would have described our home. There were rooms that were so messy, like you literally couldn't even walk through the room without tripping over things. We had stuff piled high. We had junk rooms, like rooms in our house that we couldn't use at all because they were just filled with junk. So, yeah. No, our house was definitely not always clutter-free.
Okay. And do you remember something specific that happened or something, I don't know, I guess what made you decide that you needed to change your ways?
I think it was probably some little things over time. Like if we had somebody over for dinner, I would spend literally 2 days beforehand cleaning our house. And then I'd be so exhausted by the time company came that I wouldn't even enjoy it because I was just too tired. I got mm-hmm. tired of not being able to find our stuff. I was actually pregnant with my second child. My girls are 4 years apart. And uh-huh. we didn't really have room for a baby, even though our house was plenty big enough because there was too much stuff everywhere. So I think that uh-huh. kind of spurred like the first little declutter spurt. And then I wanted to improve. I wanted to set a good example for my kids. I wanted to be able to invite other people in without being embarrassed. If someone knocked on the door, I wanted to be able to just open it all the way and not be ashamed of my home or the way that I was living.
Right, right. So when you started your decluttering process, did you do one big purge or did you do a little bit at a time?
I started out doing just a little bit at a time, and some various friends, my mom, my mother-in-law, had helped me just here and there with little, with not little things, but, you know, smaller areas of the home. But then mm-hmm. it got to a point where that just wasn't enough because I would get one area cleaned up, but then there's still a mess over here. By the time I would get that cleaned up, there was a mess back in the first place. So I finally okay. realized I was just going to have to do the whole thing and just go top to bottom from our entire house and just get the job done so I could move on without constantly being in this state of just trying to put out clutter right. fires all over the place.
Right. Right. So did you have come up with like some type of system then for how you did it?
I sort of did. I read a book called The Messies Manual. I believe it was by Sandra Felton. I read this several years ago, and that kind of helped me to figure out how to clean because she was also a former messy person who had mm-hmm. learned. So that gave me kind of the knowledge that I needed and some motivation. And then I just went through my house, and it took me almost 9 weeks. This was my full-time job for 9 weeks. I just decluttered. I started in one room. I wouldn't stop until it was done. I mean, it might take a few days, but I wouldn't stop at that focus until it was done. And I touched every single item that we owned and made a decision about what to keep and what to get rid of. And we took van loads and van loads of stuff to Goodwill and just trash. Actually, people in our neighborhood started asking if we were moving because there was so much trash by the road.
Jeez. And you were pregnant when you did all this?
That was actually after she was born. When I was pregnant, I got things cleaned up enough that she could live here with us. So when she was a couple years old is when I really went through and started purging a ton of stuff.
Right, right. Okay. So you went room by room.
I did. I went room by room, and that's what I still do today whenever we declutter, is room by room, because that has been a very good system for us.
Yeah. So how do you manage to keep the stuff from piling back up now that you have it all out?
Okay. What we do is we declutter annually, and we've done this, I think, about 6 years now. My youngest is 8 currently. And we go through room by room. We touch everything we own, and we decide. I don't just think about what I'm going to throw away. I actually think about what I'm going to keep. If I don't want to keep it, if it doesn't deserve this spot, then that automatically gets thrown away or donated. So we do that annual declutter. Yeah, usually in the winter because the weather's, you know, cold and stuff, so I don't want to be outside.
Right.
So we usually just do it in the winter, and then the whole rest of the year the house stays decent. And as little clutter piles creep in here and there, I'll just take care of it right then. But then I know the next January we're going to do our big purge.
Right. And how do you – is your husband and daughters, do they usually help, or are they more resistant to getting rid of stuff?
That's a good question. That depends on the person in my family, actually. but they do – all of them help with their own things.
Okay.
And they didn't the first time I decluttered. I just kind of guessed at my kids' stuff because it was so bad, I knew it would be overwhelming. They were 2 and 6 at the time.
Yeah,
so, but now that they're older, yes. And now that they're a little bit older and they're used to, like, this is the rhythm of our home – they make the decisions about their stuff, and that makes it potentially easier for – or exponentially easier for me to declutter because I don't have to use all that brain power thinking about what they might want, what they don't want. So they're all involved in the process with their own things.
Okay. And do the girls basically keep their own rooms clean then?
Yes, but that's not an option. I make them.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
One of them's very neat, and she will clean up her stuff on her own, but the other one is not as neat, and I have to kind of stay on her to get it done.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any, I guess, any systems for actually cleaning the house, not for decluttering, but either systems for cleaning or tips on how to get the house clean and then hopefully keep it that way?
Yes. There are several things I think we do that are just kind of little things that may not seem like that much at the time, but it really adds up.
Uh-huh.
I think my number one is give your home 15 minutes a day, no matter what. Even when I was working overtime outside the home and homeschooling my girls at the same time, I was still able to just take 15 minutes. That meant I didn't get to watch a show in the evening or browse Facebook or whatever, but it did mean that my home stayed manageable until I could give it a bigger chunk of time. In 15 minutes, you can tidy the living room, or you can do the dishes, or you can fold a load of laundry. And those little daily things will really add up.
Yeah.
Another thing that we do is my kids have chores. So they're expected to contribute and pitch in. Sometimes that takes longer than just doing it myself, but I also feel like that's an investment into them and into their future to teach them time management and how to follow through on a task.
Yeah, true. And do you ever have issues with getting them to do their chores, or do you have any motivation to get them to do it?
We do have issues. We're working through some of them right now, actually. So I don't know how great my tips would be, but I do try to reward them. Like, I'll say, okay, if we can get our chores done by X time, we will have time to go on a bike ride before dinner. And then I make sure to follow through on that. And if they don't, then they just have to miss out.
Right.
So I try to help motivate them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
but that is definitely a work in progress, something we're trying.
And how often do you do, like, a good clean of your house?
You mean, like, vacuuming and stuff?
Yeah.
Or decluttering?
Oh, like cleaning.
Vacuuming?
Like actual cleaning.
hardly ever.
Yeah. So you just keep
our... Yeah, we keep the clutter pared down. We keep it tidy. We keep the dishes done. We'll sweep the living room or scrub the bathroom toilet. But as far as, like, deep cleaning and vacuuming, mopping, cleaning windows, hardly ever.
Right.
We
but
have
really,
a Super Bowl party every year, and I'll do it for that. And then maybe once in the summer. And if there's stuff on the living room floor, we'll vacuum that up. But I'm not much of a deep cleaner.
Yeah.
We don't have pets inside, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, that totally helps because we have a lot of pets, so our house gets dirty. Also, I think when you have less stuff, it's just so much easier to keep up with cleaning. I mean, it's so much easier to wipe down the kitchen counter when it's not covered in, you know, mail or junk or whatever.
So. That's true. And we do a lot of that, like wiping down the kitchen counter and the table. That's just part of the daily kitchen cleanup.
Right.
So a lot of it does get spot cleaned, as I notice. The floor, you know, the kitchen floor looks gross. We should mop it. But I don't really have a set schedule currently. I should. I actually wrote one out yesterday, but I can't talk about it yet because I haven't implemented it.
You haven't tried it?
Yeah, no.
So what do you think, when you think back on how your house used to look and how it is now, what do you think is the main difference, not in the house, but in yourself and in your family life?
Okay. My husband actually was talking about this one night. He said, Devon, since you have decluttered and worked to maintain the house, it has completely changed the lifestyle of our family. And when he first told me that, I thought, that's kind of dramatic, and he's not really a dramatic person. So I wasn't sure exactly what he meant, but then he went on to explain when he came home from work several years ago, and this is when I was staying home. So at that time, I do believe when I'm home and he's at work, part of my job is to take care of the home. So he would come home, though, and the house would be messy. Dinner wouldn't be ready. Sometimes my kids would be in last night's pajamas. And the evening was just spent kind of in chaos of just getting things manageable enough and hand washing some forks so we could have clean forks to eat with for dinner.
Yeah.
Versus now, when he comes home, the house is pretty clean. It's not always perfect, but it's pretty clean. I might have dinner ready or at least started. Not every single night, but most nights now. And so when he comes home, it's just family time. Like last night, we weren't putting out fires. Can't say that word. We had dinner and then we went on a family bike ride and did some exploring in our neighborhood. So being able to spend that time together has made such a big difference. And he said for himself too, when he's had a stressful day at work and he comes home to chaos, the stress doesn't leave. It stays there. But when he comes home and the house is nice and the kids are behaving and things are just taken care of, that he can just come home and relax and breathe and refresh and then be ready for the next day.
Right. Have you noticed a difference in your emotional state? Like I've heard a lot of people say that living in clutter, they were really depressed or had a lot of anxiety. Have you noticed any of that?
Absolutely, I have. And that's something I think that when people are living in clutter, they don't realize how much that plays on their emotions.
Yeah.
But constant feelings. I was constantly fatigued. I constantly felt overwhelmed and stressed out. And just being proactive about my own life and my own home. There are things that happen outside of our control, but the condition of our home, that's something we can tackle and we can control and we can improve on. So that has definitely calmed me down because when I want to sit on the couch, I'm not surrounded by just clutter piles and a mess everywhere. I'm able to just sit on the couch and relax or read a book to my kids and just enjoy them more because I don't feel like, oh, I need to be cleaning, I need to be cleaning, I need to be cleaning because it's already clean.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a huge change. You just have to get through it.
Yes, yes. The getting through it is hard, but it's so worth it. It's worth every second.
Yeah. What do you think, for someone who is totally overwhelmed with clutter, what do you think is the best place to start? Or do you have any tips
for
getting started?
Yes. Yes. I think the place to start doesn't matter. I think choose a place, either the place that's overwhelming you the most or the place that you feel like will have the most immediate impact. Maybe you just want your living room clean so you can open the door to company and not be embarrassed. Or maybe you don't want to look at a mess when you're going to sleep. Don't pick all of the areas, but just pick one area and just work in that until it's done. Don't even think ahead to the rest of the house, because thinking ahead to the whole house when you're living in clutter is incredibly overwhelming and discouraging. Just pick one room. It doesn't matter which room. Pick one. Draw a room from a hat if you really can't decide. Stick with that. And then just work on it until it's done. And if you haven't used it within the past year, chances are you're not going to need it. So get rid of it.
Right. Right. I love getting rid of stuff. I know it's really hard for people.
I do too. It makes me happy.
So on your website, you have a tagline, and it says, "Your role at home is valuable." Do you want to explain that?
Yes. That is something that has been a very hard thing for me to believe and to learn and to grow into. I remember when my husband and I were first married, and I would just stand at the sink angrily scrubbing dishes because I was so mad that those dishes kept me from doing something that I felt would be important, like mission work or something really awesome. And I would just be so angry and so frustrated. And I have bitter tears just streaming down my cheeks.
Aww.
And finally, over the years, if I could go back and tell myself, that's what I would tell myself 10 years ago, is what you're doing right now is important. It is valuable. This has a lasting impact on your home, your family, the legacy you're leaving. And when our homes are clean enough that we can invite others in without hesitation, we're opening them up to become a refuge from this world that can sometimes be harsh. And we can just have people over and have people in and minister to them in our homes. And to be able to take care of our home allows us to be able to take care of others. And I want people to understand that. I think as a homemaker, whether we're working in the home or working outside of the home, sometimes we feel like what we're doing at home isn't important and it doesn't play a significant role, or it's invisible and nobody notices. But I truly believe the things that we do that are invisible that nobody else sees, those are some of the most important works that we can ever do.
Yeah, I agree. What is the link to your website?
Okay, devonparks.com, DavonneParks.com.
Okay. And also, for the audience today, you are offering a free course. It's called Making Your Home a Haven. Can you tell us a little bit about what is in the course?
Sure. I spent longer putting this course together than I have spent on any other writing project in my life, even longer than the books I've written. And it's a free 10-day course. You'll get one email a day for 10 days, not including Sundays. And a lot of it is emotional support and encouragement to really get to the heart of cleaning and the heart of taking care of our homes. But it also includes practical tips and then daily assignments. So if you read just the short email and follow the daily assignment, within 10 days, your home is going to feel more like a haven. It's not going to declutter every square inch. That's what my book, Chaos Declutter Free, will help with. But the Haven course will take it from being a mess to just where you can feel like you can breathe a little bit and relax and have people in.
Wow, that sounds awesome. All right, so I will post the link for that below this interview. And do you have any other tips or advice that you would like to share with somebody who is just totally overwhelmed and frozen, like, so they don't even know what to do?
Sure. I would like to say to give yourself grace. You are going to make progress and backslide. And that's not a reason to just fall into backsliding and think you need to stop making progress. Don't make excuses for yourself. But give yourself grace. And when you do backslide, say, okay, I backslid in this area, but I'm going to improve and I'm going to keep working on it. And don't berate yourself when you do fall short of your own ideals. I think the desire for perfection sometimes can get in the way of making good progress and having a good attitude. So just allow yourself permission to be imperfect and be okay with that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Okay, and again, your website is devonneparks.com. And thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been good. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the interviews from other people too.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.